Hey, it is 8:15, and this is one of the best times of the week because 8:15 on a Friday, we talk weekly feed, and Tung from Noodlies is in to talk about some of the amazing food that you could be trying this very weekend.
Well, Nick, I just thought, now that it's getting hot, it's getting a bit steamy.
It's great, isn't it?
So I thought I would do a special shout-out to your listeners who want to go overseas, to maybe to Bangkok, but just can't this time. So we figured, why don't we just have that Bangkok street food experience right here?
Why can't we have that at home? We should be able to do that.
And we can. So and it's going to be food and drink. Because, you know, you can't have a holiday without drinks.
No, of course not.
Be a little thing about a bar. But the first thing is, if you really want to kind of stand there, go into the restaurant, you close your eyes, walk in the restaurant, open your eyes again, and imagine that you're kind of in Bangkok.
Okay, all right. So we're going to set the scene.
Well, it's on Pitt Street. And it's a little section they call Chinatown. So there's a whole cluster of, you know, Thai restaurants there.
Yep.
But this one, appropriately called Tanon Khaosan, which is Khaosan Road in Thai. But you can recognize, it's instantly recognizable because they've got all these street food carts selling desserts, Thai desserts on the front. You know how colorful, beautiful.
Yep.
So you can actually pop in for fresh mango with coconut cream, bright green tapioca with coconut, you know, creaming on top. So anything you want in terms of colourful Thai dessert, you can get there, of course, and you go in and have dinner inside. So that's one option. The other one, you have to go a little bit further. And you know how when you go and you eat sort of street food in Thailand and the soups are all just this cloudy brown soup and it's got, you know, thick white noodles and a whole bunch of different meats inside?
Yes.
And then you've got the four little condiments, you know, chili, sugar and stuff you can put in. So I'm going to mispronounce this terribly. Kwai Jab, I think, is what it's
Kwai
called.
Jab.
So it's just okay. So it's really street food noodles. Now, I can't find it anywhere in Sydney, but you can find it in three places in Cabramatta.
Cabramatta?
Because Cabramatta, believe it or not, is outside of Sydney, the next biggest hub of Thai.
I did not know that.
I didn't either until I researched it.
So wow.
We're kind of even. Because so you can actually get it from, the place I recommend is a little, it's actually, and similar to that experience, it's in a food court in Cabramatta, and it's Thai spicy. So there's a whole bunch of it. Don't get confused. There's one called Thai spicy.
Thai spicy.
That's where you should try that.
I would have gone there just by the name alone, trust me.
It wasn't so spicy though, that's the only thing. Now, I thought we can't have food without drink.
As you said.
It is. So a skip and a hop down from Tanon Khaosan, above the Civic Hotel, is a restaurant called Green Peppercorn.
Green Peppercorn. Shout out to Tona, who owns and runs that place. Love that guy to pieces.
Oh my God, seeing him tonight.
Ah, he's wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, well, and he's of course, next to the restaurant. Tona's opened up Bangkok Bar. What else would you call?
And it's so good.
It's fantastic. You know, usual Thai Mai. Mai Thai.
Thai Mai.
Dyslexic morning. And of course, Tona, Bilal. So, you know, no need to go for the usual kind of trendy, the Coronas or the trendy drinks. When you're there, let's get into the real sort of, local beers.
Get into the local beer because, Green Peppercorn, very Laotian on that side of Thai. And I will just say the little snacks that come out while you're there.
Just like you're there. And if you blink, sometimes he's got the lady boys gracing the bar. So, like I say, close your eyes. Well, no, I don't mean like close your eyes like that. But close your eyes when you're in the bar. And you can feel like you're in the streets of, and you know, or as we kind of tweeted to each other, just like Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Yes.
Yeah. Just one, you know, in that film clip, just wandering through the streets of Bangkok.
Look, I would shout out for, if you're going to eat one snack while you're at Green Peppercorn, it's got to be the sausages. The Lao sausages are so
His
good.
His father still makes them.
That is fantastic. You have suggested, I know that place, but the other places I hadn't heard of, and the weather is just perfect for that style of food at the moment, as you said.
Steamy, sexy. That's us.
So good. So good. Steamy and sexy indeed. Look, tell us a little bit about where people can find more of your writing.
Well, head off to noodlies.com. Most of those restaurants, you know, Green Peppercorn, Tanon Kasan. The reviews are all there, and you can actually check out the picture if you really can't get there. You can actually feel like you're in Thailand just going to the blog.
Thank you so much, Tung. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
And I'll say hello to Tona for you.
Please do.